All right, everybody, welcome back. We are diving deep today, and we're tackling a really interesting topic.
Yeah.
Mobile home loans.
Absolutely. It's an area a lot of folks are looking at.
Yeah, a lot of people are looking at mobile homes as kind of that like more affordable housing option these days.
Right. And rightfully so, there's a lot of advantages to them.
Exactly. And so we're going to kind of like unpack how do you actually finance one of those?
Yeah, what are the ins and outs?
What are the gotchas? What are the like little details you got to watch out for?
Exactly.
So let's just jump right into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Can you get a traditional mortgage for a mobile home?
You know, that's a great question, and it's one we get a lot.
Okay.
And the simple answer is sometimes.
Sometimes.
So if you have a mobile home that is permanently affixed to land, and that land is owned by you.
Okay.
Some lenders will consider a traditional mortgage, but they're going to be really strict.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they want to make sure that it is truly a permanent fixture.
Okay, so it's not as simple as like, oh, I've got this piece of land and plop a mobile home on there, and boom, you get a mortgage.
Right. Yeah, it's not quite that straightforward.
Gotcha. Okay, so traditional mortgage, maybe, maybe not.
Maybe, maybe not.
What about these FHA loans I keep hearing about?
Yes. FHA loans are a great option for mobile homes.
Okay.
They're designed to make homeownership more accessible, and that includes mobile homes as well. Mm-hmm. And they're a little bit more lenient when it comes to credit score and down payment requirements.
Oh, that's good.
Which can be really helpful.
Yeah.
But the mobile home generally needs to be on a permanent foundation.
Okay.
And meet HUD construction standards.
So what are HUD construction standards?
So HUD construction standards are basically a set of guidelines that ensure that the home is safe.
Okay.
And well-built.
So it's not just like slapped together.
Right, exactly. They want to make sure it's up to code and it's going to last.
Okay, so before we even start talking about, you know, applying for one of these loans, mm-hmm. what are some things people should be thinking about?
Yeah, so before you even apply, you really want to think about three key things.
Okay.
The value of the mobile home itself.
Right.
Your credit history.
Uh-huh.
And your income.
Okay.
And these can actually be more important with mobile homes.
Than with a traditional home.
Than with a traditional home, yeah.
Why is that?
Well, let's talk about the value piece first.
Okay.
The mobile home is the collateral for the loan.
Right. Right.
So it's what backs up the loan.
Makes sense.
And historically, mobile homes haven't appreciated in value the way traditional homes do.
So they've depreciated.
They can depreciate. Yeah, sometimes they depreciate like a car.
Oh, okay.
So lenders really want to be sure that that mobile home is going to hold its value.
Yeah, enough to cover the loan.
Exactly.
In case something happens.
Right.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And then the credit score and the income piece, that's pretty standard with any loan.
It is, yeah. Lenders want to know that you're going to be able to make those monthly payments.
Okay.
And your credit history and your income tell them a lot about that.
Right, right. Okay, so let's say I'm looking, you know, I'm house hunting, so to speak, for a mobile home.
Okay.
Does it matter if it's on like a piece of land that I own? Or if it's in like a mobile home park?
Oh, this is a great question. And it does. It matters a lot, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So think about this. You find this beautiful mobile home in a park. It's got great amenities. You love it.
Okay.
But the lease agreement for the land has really restrictive terms or a really short renewal period.
Uh-huh.
That's going to make lenders nervous.
Oh, I see.
Because there's just less stability there.
Yeah.
More potential for problems down the road.
Gotcha.
So they generally prefer mobile homes on land that you own.
That makes sense. It simplifies things.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say, you know, we found a mobile home we love. We're ready to apply for this loan. What happens next?
All right. So get ready for some paperwork. You're going to need proof of identity, income verification, credit reports.
Okay.
All the usual stuff.
The usual suspects, yeah.
Yeah. And you're also going to need detailed information about the mobile home.
Okay.
You know, the make, the model, the year. Things like that.
Okay, so we've got our paperwork in order,
mm-hmm.
and now we got to find a lender.
Right.
How do you even choose? There's so many out there.
Yeah, this is where it gets really important to shop around.
Okay.
Don't just go with the first lender you find.
Yeah.
Compare interest rates, of course.
Of course.
But also look at the loan terms,
okay.
The fees,
uh-huh.
and even the lender's reputation for working with mobile home buyers.
Oh, I never thought about the reputation part of it.
Yeah, it can make a big difference.
Okay.
Choosing the right lender can save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan.
Wow. So it really is worth it to shop around.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Are there any other, like, challenges or roadblocks we should be aware of?
Yeah. So the legal and regulatory side of mobile home loans can be a little bit complicated. It's not always as straightforward as a traditional mortgage.
Okay.
And like we talked about earlier, valuing a mobile home can be tricky too,
Yeah.
which can sometimes affect your loan approval.
Okay.
This is where working with a really knowledgeable lender who specializes in mobile home financing can be super helpful.
So finding the right lender really is like half the battle.
It really is. They can guide you through all the complexities and make sure you're getting a good deal.
Okay, great. So just to wrap up here, what are the like biggest things to remember when you're going through this whole process?
All right, so three key takeaways.
Okay.
Number one, find a lender who really knows mobile home financing.
Okay.
They're going to be your best advocate.
Okay.
Number two, don't just focus on the interest rate.
Okay.
Look at all the loan terms, all the fees.
Got you.
Make sure you're getting the full picture.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, don't forget about those hidden costs.
Hidden costs like what?
Like insurance, property taxes, and if you're in a park, you might have park fees.
Oh, right. Okay.
So factor all of those in.
This has been really eye-opening, honestly. I learned a lot today.
Good. I'm glad.
I think we've covered a lot of ground from like the types of loans to the application process. And like you said, all those challenges that you might not think about.
Right. It's a lot to consider.
It is.
But, you know, with the right information and the right lender,
yeah,
you can definitely make it happen.
Okay. So speaking of finding the right lender.
Yes.
You know, if you're out there and you're like, okay, this sounds good, but I don't know where to start.
Right.
Head over to AmericanMultiLenders.com.
Great resource.
They specialize in this stuff.
They do.
And they can help you explore all your options and even get pre-approved.
Exactly. Getting pre-approved is a great first step.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I think that about wraps it up for us today. This has been a great deep dive into mobile home loans.
It has.
So thank you all for joining us.
Yeah, and happy home hunting.
Yes, happy home hunting.
Good luck out there.
We'll catch you next time.
See you this.